what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Yes, we do. Fight, fight, fight. We fight for our country. We fight for our kids. We fight for you, and you fight too. And welcome to the MG Show. Without any further ado, let me bring in the amazing Shady Groove. Shady, get on in here.
I thought the next leg was coming. I was getting worried right there for a second. It's December already. December 1st. Wow.
You know what happened? Wow, D5 is coming. Just saying, ask him.
Four more days.
We got a lot of weird stuff happening out there. You know, we've got this neural brain chip implant thing that Elon's doing. It's kind of weird, Shady. Just going to say.
It's a little weird.
You know, we've got some movement on the voter fraud front in Louisiana. We've got a lot of news to talk about today. It's kind of crazy. I mean, it's like a fire hose out there. And we've got all three movies playing at the same time. You got the Guardians of the Pedophiles, obvi. I mean, you know, what is that, Shady? I mean, Guardians of the Pedophiles, Panic in DC, and the FISA Gate all playing at the same time. And it's interesting that we've been talking about this for how many years, Shady?
Almost four. Over four.
Because, as Bannon says, the Q people have the receipts. So maybe now it's time to tune in to the MG Show. Thank you, Steve Bannon. Shady Groove, but before we go any further, we are not sponsored by Lusa Pfizer. We are sponsored by you, the great people of this show. And we are worldwide. We know that we get funds from, you know, Ross Pure. Thank you very much. You know, we've got the Scottish dude out there. We got, you know, we got people from all over the world right here watching and listening to the Red State Talk Radio, Brighteon.com, Rumble.com/MG Show. If you want to see our faces for radio. And also the podcast as well. So without any further ado, December 1st, my gosh, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Roll that beautiful boom footage, Yeti.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability, they all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to hold physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
And welcome back to the MG Show. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I don't even like saying that. I like saying Merry Christmas. You know, I worked in Manhattan, by the way, and I had people that were Jewish, and I would say they would say Merry Christmas to me, and I would say, oh, Happy Hanukkah to you. I mean, this is how we used to act in, our countries. But Merry Christmas to you, and whatever faith you are, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, whatever you guys want to say, because it is the MG Show right here, mypillow.com/MG Show. We use code MGSHOW anywhere on MyPillow.com and call 1-800-873-0478. I almost have it memorized, Shady.
Almost is a key word right there. You'll think you have it memorized, and then it jumps out right as you try to remember it for me.
1-800, Yeti, where's the number? 873-0478. Yeah. So please call, guys. Get your Christmas list done right at MyPillow.com. There's also the My Store. You can use code MG Show for some other great savings as well. You know, we've got a lot to talk about today, Shady. But breaking news, Jim Carrey says he's leaving Twitter and nobody even noticed.
Yeah, good.
This is weird, though, Shady. Check this out. This is the picture. He's like, I'm leaving Twitter, but first, here's a cartoon I made with my friend Jimmy Hayward. It's based on my painting of a crazy old lighthouse keeper standing naked in a storm, summoning the angels and shining his lamp to guide us through the treacherous night. I love you all so much.
Sounds like weird? He's desperate, scared.
Look at the weird
panic.
Look at the Spider-Man kind of with the middle, kind of weird, you know. And
you're
I'm sure
you're not going to survive the storm, Jim.
So 43, I don't know. It's weird, guys. Jim Carrey, sad. I used to like that guy, you know. But, you know, it's so stupid. Shady, I want to point out real quick, too, this is probably not going to be televised on mainstream news. It should, and I'll tell you why in a second. Shady, this is the Epstein estate to pay more than $105 million to U.S. Virgin Islands, Shady. Mm-hmm. Now, why is that critical? So the estate of the disgraced financier, actually the child trafficking, Jeffrey Epstein, agreed Wednesday, the estate, to pay more than $105 million in a settlement claims to the U.S. Virgin Islands after Epstein allegedly ran a sex trafficking operation that Ghislaine Maxwell got charged for. It's not alleged anymore. She trafficked to no one, Shady.
It was an apparition that she was trafficking to.
and cause environmental damage from the property he owned in the territory. Epstein, who died at a federal jail because he did not kill himself in New York, August 2019, was accused of sexually abusing of underage girls as young as 14. He pled not guilty before his death. So Denise George, what is a woman? I don't know. If you're not a biologist, I don't know how to help you. Denise N. George, the attorney general for the U.S. Virgin Island, told the New York Times in a statement from the beginning of the case that she met with three very courageous young women from Epstein allegedly trafficked and sexually exploited on the infamous Little St. James Island. Quote, our work has been inspired and humbled and fortified by the strength and courage of all those who survived Epstein's abuse, George said, adding that authorities owe it to the victims who were, quote, so profoundly hurt to make changes that would help avoid future victims. George, whose office filed a civil racketeering lawsuit against the estate in 2020, settled after a year of negotiations. Epstein's estate must now repay more than $80 million in cash for one of his companies receiving tax benefits, which the U.S. Virgin Island officials told the AP. Epstein and his co-defendants fraudulently obtained to fuel his criminal enterprises. Officials also said that Epstein estate must pay half of the proceeds from the 70-acre Little St. James Island sale, which real estate professionals have listed for $55 million, and the 160-acre Great St. James Island sale for another $55 million to the Virgin Islands. Authorities said that Epstein had ruins of colonial-era historical structures of slaves removed from Great St. James, which will cost the estate another $450,000 in environmental repairs. Colonial-era historical structures of slaves removed from Great St. James. The settlement...
I was just going to say those would have been the housing units that they would utilize back in the colonial era. I think is what they're referencing there.
Yep. This settlement restores the faith of the people of the Virgin Islands that its laws will be enforced without fear or favor against those who break them. Well, then why do you allow this to happen? Quote, we are sending a clear message that Virgin Islands will not serve as a haven for human trafficking. So why didn't you do that earlier? Daniel Weiner, an Epstein estate attorney, that's interesting, do you think he's related, told the Associated Press that co-executors deny any allegations of wrongdoing on their part. The co-executors ultimately conclude that the settlement is in the best interest of the estate, including its creditors and claimants, to avoid the time, expense, and inherent uncertainties of protracted litigation, Weiner told NBC News. The settlement is consistent with the co-executor's stated intent and practice since their appointments to those roles to resolve claims related to any misconduct by Jeffrey Epstein in a manner sensitive to those who suffered harm. Weiner further noted that Epstein estate paid more than $121 million to 136 victims through a compensation fund. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So why is that important? Shady, do you remember the January 6th impeachment?
I do.
Do you remember Donald Sussman on ProPublica Board of Directors?
I do.
Do you remember that he donated an island to the Virgin Islands?
Yes, he did.
On January 5th?
Mm-hmm. The day before. That's correct.
And do you remember that one of the ladies was on the January 6th, donated island. Hang on, ISLAND. And do you remember that one of those, it's Mingo K. This is it. Mingo K, the John homeowner, Donald Sussman with one N. Okay. Donald Sussman. He's a hedge fund guy. He donated Mingo K, a nearly 50-acre island, 2 miles off the northwest coast of St. John's and just 2 miles northwest of the coast of St. Thomas, to the Trust for Virgin Island Lands, Mingo K, like all the other U.S. Virgin Islands. So if you look at this article, let's just see if this is the one, January 5th, 2021. And he was on ProPublica. The reason why I'm bringing up ProPublica, because ProPublica somehow got all the video from the January 6th trials, right? From Parler, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
ProPublica, and then let's just put January 6th. And so there's January 6th. So this is the insurrection. This is the projects. What Parler saw during the, this is huge, guys. These were allegedly hacked, okay? But somehow ProPublica got them. And this guy, philanthropist Donald Sussman, was on, donated an island for land trust. And if you understand what that means, he actually got money for that. Mm-hmm. You're moving money in trusts. You're freeing up money for maybe some other things. But look at this. Look at this. This is around DC, near the Capitol. Look at this. So so who is, what's her name? Stacy, let me see. USVI Congresswoman. Here it is. Let's see what her name is. What's her name again? Stacy Plaskett was the one from the USVI on the hearing, the House Steering and Policy Committee, and she was unanimously appointed Congresswoman to serve on the House Committee for January 6th, this impeachment for Donald J. Trump. There she is. She's also been compromised in funny little photos, Shady, where these show.
Yes, she has.
So is it starting to kind of make sense now? Maybe Steve Bannon is right. We do have all the receipts.
He is right. He's absolutely right. And we do have the receipts. And, you know, you're just talking about the ProPublica thing there connected to Parler. And the word on the street was that Parler was hacked. But the other word on the street was that Mr. Bongino handed that stuff right over whenever he was confronted about it. So lots of stuff going on there.
So here's inside the Capitol. I mean, look at this, guys. This is, look at, we've got all his videos. So very interesting, the stuff that you find. If you guys, I'm going to drop the link for you guys. This is the Parler videos for January 6th. I'm not even on Rumble yet. Oh, my gosh. But very interesting, you know, Shady.
Yeah, they had the video there. They had the whole little the setup, the graphic to where you could see exactly where each device went. And it was pretty elaborate, the investigation that they put out regarding Patriots on January 6th. Deciding to protest a stolen election on November 3rd.
Yeah. So B-Dub says, does Bannon have his receipts from Epstein payments? I don't know. But that's a great question. I would love. Nah, I bop, 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 bop. He went to that guy for money. But anyways, Sandy Star Wright says, more rants, LOL, $17 Rumble rant. We love you, Sandy. Merry Christmas to you. Eleanor 2000, finally, guys, I have the pleasure to give and support your awesome work. I love the knowledge and passion you share. Blessings. That's Eleanor 2000 with a $25 Rumble rant. Thank you very, very much, Eleanor. We love you. And we wouldn't be doing this without you. Thank you.
It's amazing. It really is amazing even the compliment from Steve Bannon. I mean, he knows. He understands that we have the receipts. They don't want to talk about all the receipts that we have, but they know that we have them.
No. And, you know, here it is right here. Let's check it out. Oh, wait. Q people are bringing the receipts. Here we go.
Look, I am not a conspiracy theory person, but
we are.
When you start to see the evidence, and you've got the U.S. government from a federal whistleblower that is telling you that, hey, we're essentially turning these kids over. The sex trafficking is out of control. And I've been on the southern border and built part of the wall right where they brought them across to stop it. And I saw the debris that was left over that would shake a grown man to your core to see what was left behind. When you see that you got these brothels for these small, innocent children and they're being sex trafficked into the United States of America. Then you got the high fashion houses and you look at what these people look at. Hey, you can mock the Q people all you want. You can mock these people that maybe you're not even the Q people would talk about this. You mock them all they want, but they're bringing receipts right now. This Balenciaga thing, I think, strips a band. And the fact that the Kardashians of the world and the Nicole Kidmans of the world and people associated with this brand are not immediately saying, this is outrageous, and I will never take money from people that do that. calls into question the entire system. Because remember, Laura, you know, they have CAA, they have all the managers, the same people making the film, the groomer film for Disney over the weekend that flopped. That Iger comes in and says, hey, we're not stopping. We're going to even make more. It's all of a piece. Okay. They're spending hundreds of millions and billions of dollars on this thing. And they have agents and they have managers. And this is all discussed. This is not random. Okay. No. I'm not saying it's coordinated, but I'm saying the evidence is there for normal people to sit there and stand up and say, hey, I want to see more facts, evidence. There ought to be a massive federal investigation on this one. The first thing the Republicans should do in the House, this has to be investigated, because this is now, we know, being paid for, at least part of it, by tax.
Okay, so that's very interesting. Let me hit this cancel. There's a problem in our society today, Shady Groove. And yes. It's, you know, more evidence. Oh, wow, this, that, the other thing. You know, folks, we have a major moral dilemma, and it's called moral relativism. Do you guys know what that is? Shady, have I talked to you about this yet? Have we talked about this yet? I don't know if we have, but I'm going to go ahead and look. Yeah, okay. And our country is going to die if we don't get over this moral relativism. There's got to be a new precedent to be set amongst Anons, amongst people. No more investigations. Tired of it. Mm-hmm. There could be another truth. So moral relativism is a dangerous trend being propagated by the New Age movement. Do we know anybody in our movement that might have come from the New Age movement?
There's okay. A few.
We're not going to answer that question. It's rhetorical. You can answer in Rumble if you want. That the difference between right and wrong is dualistic and therefore invalid. Such thinking is very dynamic, that is enslaving humanity. So if I say fact A is fact, and they say, well, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it's not fact because that thing is a free service on the internet. This kind of thought, more sauce they want, people want. What you need to understand is that is satanic thinking, folks. More sauce? Why don't you look it up? So moral relativism is normal moral is the idea that all societies should accept each other's differing moral values, differing opinions, that there are no universal moral principles. And it's truly falsely of moral judgments, it's of or for justification, it's not absolute or universal. So the truth is absolute, folks. The truth is universal. JD.
It's part of the mind control. It's part of the spoon feeding reality that we've kind of all been brought into. What Q very constructively put down was the choice to know will be yours, and that moves right into what we say, which is the truth is learned, it's never told. It's for you. It's for you to learn. It's for you to know. And you can't know whenever you don't learn on your own. And it's a repeater mechanism, Jeff. Like everything gets repeated, and then the same thing gets repeated, and they think that somebody smart said something, so they repeat what that person that they think was smart said instead of having an original thought. And that's kind of the reason that we ended up in this mess to begin with in America over the last 100 years. It's a big part of the deteriorating conversation that they present to you in the media.
It is. And it is mind control. And it's a social construct, Shady Groove. It's what is it called? Yep. What is it called? Let me just find out what it is again. It's social
engineering,
social engineering, to make you confused, to make you not understand. You know, it's a slave master type programming that we're under. Cognitive dissonance, deliberately ignoring reality. Atheism is on the master side, solipsism or scientism, moral relativism, social Darwinism, eugenics, totalitarianism. On the slave side, so that's your left brain, on the right brain is your slave side, religion, unworthiness, self-loathing, addiction, order follower, and willing to slave. And I'm not saying anything bad about following religions and stuff, but there is a use for religions that have been usurped to fool you, and I'm not trying to... you know, you need to understand how it was usurped back in the early days by satanic priests that are basically like psychologists, Shady.
Pretty much. That's pretty much a good analogy, because that is the way that the world is architected. The world is architected in a way to control thinking. It's not necessarily controlling free speech, it's controlling thinking. So, you know, for instance, things like they call hate crimes. What is a hate crime? It's a thought crime. There really isn't anything such a thing as a hate crime. It's a thought. They're policing your mind. They're policing what you think, much like what you're seeing in China right now.
So there's, you know, we are of God, right? And, you know, this natural law is where we need to be going, okay? And natural law means that no 3D man can take away your God-given birth rights. Mm-hmm. Your rights come from your birthright. And we're allowing men or women to take away our rights and tell us how to live?
Yeah.
Natural law is based on principles and truth, J.D. Groove.
It is. Man's law and the founder's
beliefs.
Yes, exactly right. And that is a very good distinction to make.
So again, natural law based on principle and truth. It's inherent to creation, okay? Man's law is dogmatic beliefs, constructs of the mind. Natural law is harmonized with due to knowledge and understanding. Man's law is compiled with due to fear of punishment. Natural law is universal. It exists and applies anywhere in the universe, regardless of location. Man's law differs with location based on a whim of legislators, and that's moral relativism, guys. Mm-hmm. Eternal and immutable exists for as long as the universe exists and cannot be changed. That's natural law, guys. We forgot our power. And man's law changes with time based on the whim of legislators. That's moral relativism again, guys. You need to know your rights. You need to understand where they came from. They came from God, just like your DNA. Shady.
The Constitution is organized in a way to where we have an agreement, a pact. We have an agreement with one another. And whenever you decide to harm someone or to hurt someone or to take something, then you are relinquishing that agreement that your rights are, you know, your rights are for you, but your rights don't come from God to hurt Jeff. Your rights don't come from God to steal from Molly. Like none of these different things. Like your rights are yours until you relinquish them by hurting someone or taking something from someone.
And that's violence. Violence is, they treat you like a product, right? And that means that that's violence bestowed upon you. And if you make a product and they tax that product, that taxing of the product is violence.
Correct.
You produce that part of you. And that's violence. And force is like JD and I get in a boxing ring and agree to punch one another or use force on one another. That's what force is. Violence has nothing to do with beating somebody up. Violence is what they are doing to you. Taxing your gas, tax, any tax, death tax, whatever tax you want to talk about. That's violence.
Mm-hmm. It's so also violence to lie to you. The media lying to you is violence as well.
It's also violence to go ahead and ignore somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like let's say a group of people ignore our show, Shady. That's violence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then formulate an attack on us in regards to lies. That's violence. And that's also satanic.
Mm-hmm.
So natural law expressions are very simple. You know, with a generative polarity, like what we use to create positive, right? Natural law expression, positive love, consciousness. What is the other, right? The moral relativeness is negative and fear, unconscious. So with natural law, it's love, knowledge, sovereignty, freedom, and order. And with the other, the negative side, fear, ignorance, confusion, control, and chaos. That's what we're talking about, Shady. And there needs to be a new precedent. More sauce, more this, more that. Oh, well, this thing is bad. So this person said it. This person was with this guy. That is your negative side. That's your dogma side. You know, we want
to also
work with love, knowledge, sovereignty, freedom, and order. Manifest
and good. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're all trying to learn right now. We're trying to learn that what they have built, what they're working on doing, is building this reality of exactly that, of nuance, of innuendo, of hearsay, all of these different things that they're utilizing to move your mind away from the truth and to keep you from actually looking at the truth. Because at the truth is that you are awash in absolute unbelievable government violence against you, the common man. The government is unleashing its wrath on us as a people, and the majority of people will sit around and they don't realize your power as an American to push back against that. Instead, they just cower and say, okay, well, I'll take the shot. Oh, it's going to cost me my job. I'll put the mask on. Oh, I want to go see grandma. I'll put my mask on the plane. Like, all those things are ways to make you conform. That is, put the mask on is a big example of that. It's a conforming narrative and trying to keep you all to shut up and stop talking about the truth, which is fake news, is lying to you.
So now let's talk about right and wrong in regarding to this natural law. Correct, based in truth. The truth is learned, never told. Wrong, not based in truth. Right, moral, in harmony with natural law, your God-given rights. Wrong, in opposition, it's immoral. It's immoral to your natural rights and natural law, God-given rights. Actions based on it do not harm other people. The wrong part is actions based result in harm to other people. It's that simple. And until we understand how to get out of this dogma of this moral, you know, this morality crap, guys, we're done. We're done until we can get through this together. We will be slaves if we don't figure out how to set a new precedent on how to look at things. Instead of, oh, well, this guy said that, you know, that's chaos and that's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It's satanic. We need people to start digging for themselves. We need people to start thinking for themselves. We need people to start realizing that a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. You kind of see how we operate now with natural law, Shady.
And the idea of the things that we can and can't prove. And then that's where the rubber really meets the road here is, you know, you've been awash for over 2 years with all of these fake narratives out there about different things that you cannot prove that may or may not be going on. Who knows? I can't prove that they aren't. You can't prove that they are. That's why we try to stick to what it is that we literally can prove. What can we show you? And that is what was so important about Q and the Socratic method, because Q didn't ask unrelevant questions. Q asked us some very, very hard questions to look deep within what you're doing every day and find where you can possibly believe that this is the truth. And then you realize that it's not the truth. You realize that the things that were said were not the better interest of humanity or America. And every other country on planet Earth is exactly that, Jeff. America is the only country where you have an option to not go along with the establishment. Look at Canada. That's look right. At China.
That's right. And I'm going to play this short clip from Mark Passio. If you don't know Mark Passio, maybe it's time to kind of look at him a little bit and understand what you're dealing with. But this is a little short clip on moral relativism. It's basically the foundation of taking over a country, guys, or people, or thoughts, or your social aspect in life.
An aspect of the color revolution. Yeah.
This is just a 4-minute clip. It's very interesting, guys. Check it out. I'd love to get Mark on the show.
Me too.
So much contained in the language that we speak that if we only become conscious of it, we'll see that this world that we're living in is actually controlled through words. And if we just understand the basic principles upon which language is built, we would be able to open up our consciousness to an extent that we could scarcely imagine right now. The study of language is just utterly incredible. It's a fascinating topic to undertake. I wish more people would look at the language and go into the roots of language, because when you do that, you understand what it is we're being told and what we're being basically fed on a daily basis. And it's not always a good thing. You know, sometimes words can be really empowering, and we can learn a lot from just what they are telling us about, you know, how we operate with the world at large. And sometimes they control us if we are unaware of what they are saying at a deeper level. It is there to get people to live in contradiction with natural law and to accept that they are the arbiters of truth. They get to make up what's right or wrong. See, moral relativism means that right is what's right for me at any given moment. Wrong is what's wrong for me at any given moment. There is no objective standard of right or wrong. There is no objective standard of morality. Therefore, rights are meaningless because rights are based on what is right, what is not wrong to do to another. So, if there is no right or wrong, no one has any rights. And man could basically do whatever he wants as God here. Does this sound familiar? This is exactly what the entire control system is based upon. This is why a law can be made on the other side of one imaginary boundary called a country that forbids a certain activity, and you step across that imaginary boundary into another so-called country, and that activity is just fine to do. Well, how can that be? How could one country say, this is wrong, and you will be punished for doing it? There will be physical repercussions on your actions if you do this thing here, but if you do it over here, it's not wrong. It's okay to do that. This is utter nonsense. And always has been utter nonsense. It's just the game of mind control. Because the elitist who rules that imaginary border, that's his little pen in which he controls his animals on his farm, and he doesn't like that activity. So he says that can't be done here. Well, this leader, this elite so-called, in this pen over here in this country, he thinks it's fine for his cattle to do that activity. That doesn't bother him that much, and so that's okay there. And that's all law is. That's all man's law is now, always has been, and always will be. Because it's not based in natural law. It's based on tastes and preferences and what somebody at a particular time felt was okay for them, not what was right. That's why all law of man is not based in right. It has nothing to do with natural law rights. It has to do with the preferences of the dominator in any given region at any given time. And it's a methodology of mind control. And it's based in moral relativism, not natural law, which does not consider boundaries, whether natural boundaries or otherwise. It's in effect in every single solitary space of the universe, no matter where you are at in it, no matter what time you are at in it. Natural law is applying. It is in effect.
I like it. That's natural law. Man. That's moral relativism. That's what's taking over your country. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry. Shady.
Yeah, so concise and succinct of an explanation there. I think that is a great clip for the audience to see, to understand a little bit more of the scope and the magnitude of what we're talking about. It, because you're talking about social engineering on a global scale. Okay, that's what you're seeing. That's what this whole thing with Twitter and Facebook and the algorithm and all that stuff is about. It's about creating that unison, the agreeable norm or the groupthink that everyone feels like if they go against, then they're outside of the group, and so therefore you just keep people adhering to this status quo going forward, and that's what's breaking down right now. That's what we're working on breaking down, is that we're trying to, instead of get a groupthink model, we're trying to instigate kick off a individual think model. Each one of us having our own thoughts, not thinks that other people are thinking and discerning using logic for yourself. It's a big deal.
It is. And it's breaking down the mind control. that everybody is and was under.
Mm-hmm.
And until we understand that a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not, there's no arguing that it's a fact, then we're never going to get our country back, guys. This has been done by the Satanists and the globalists to keep you always enslaved.
It's actually, if you slow down for a second and you look at what Jeff just showed you there and you compare that to, let's say, your founding fathers, and what were they thinking? You see, they were navigating around this type of groupthink. It was coming from the church, you know, on high. They were fleeing England or Europe to come here to get away from those types of rules, and were really putting a lot of thought into what they wrote down. The pen to paper that they did 240 years ago was about getting this exact whatever you want to call it, it destructive thought and destructive towards mankind mentality out of the general conversation, so that people could be left free to choose their own path without the path being interrupted by an oligarch, a monarch, a church, or whatever type of power structure lorded over them.
You know, and you know, you also think about, let's just take another example of the law of man, prohibition. It was in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. Some guy decided that he didn't want alcohol. It's the practice of forbidding something by law. And then prohibition is over, so now it's okay.
It's okay as long as the government regulates it, Jeff.
And government, gubernare, and mente is mind control.
Prohibition was because the government couldn't control the production of alcohol, and then they weren't making their tax on it because you could actually distill alcohol right on your farm.
Yeah.
Or up in the woods.
Or, you know, go watch Moonshiners on, Discovery or whatever. You know, and learn how to do it. No, don't learn how to do it. That we're not advocating anything crazy. But you guys are getting
a how-to video.
Yeah, we should do a how-to video on that. So what do you guys think? I mean, you guys are seeing it play out even in our movement. You know, you've got all these people making all these chaotic, you know, claims, clickbait, we call them. Somebody said disinformation is necessary. The disinformation is necessary for them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what relativity is, guys. It's us having to put a filter on our brains to see what's not real and what is real. Is it jumping on the bandwagon? Is it straw man accounts? Is it just flat out deniability and not saying anything about said accusations of, you know, I don't want any more investigations by our government. I actually want our sheriffs to step up and start arresting some of these people.
Well, they could. And, you know, if we had a sheriff in Maricopa County that was worth his salt, he probably would have already. I know that a few other sheriffs out there in Arizona are pretty frustrated with that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty interesting, guys. Mark Passio, he breaks down the differences between, you know, natural law and man's law. It's very good. Go watch some Mark Passio. He actually knows their plans. He was actually a high-level Satanist that found Jesus.
He's a good resource.
Yeah, he's a great resource.
He is a good resource, and he's got a lot of stuff that he presents that's very, very relevant to your individual navigating this, you know, reality that you're in, which is a complete wash in lies and deception. That's your job, really. What you're kind of here to do is to figure out who's full of it and who isn't.
Yeah. And if we want to create real change, we've got to get out of this moral relativist that's being foisted upon you. We could do clickbait, Shady. We could do a lot of clickbait if we wanted to.
I know.
Yeah. We could buy Rumble followers and Rumble views.
We could.
We have 2,400 beautiful Patriots watching on Rumble right now, and thousands on redstatetalkradio.com and thousands on brighttan.tv. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, big hat tip to all the long haul drivers out there. That's one thing that's really great about Red State Talk Radio is that we get lots of lots of feedback from the guys that are driving the trucks all day back and forth. And God bless those people, because let me tell you something, that is the heartbeat of this country out there. And the more information we can give them, the better, because they're the eyes and the ears of us.
Yep. And so, you know, we've got, you know, all this Balenciaga stuff, guys. Apparently,
Guardians of the Pedophiles.
Yeah, this is the movie. Apparently, if you do, I mean, look at this imagery. This is good, right? But nobody is talking about it. Nobody, like, you know, where is everybody talking about it?
They're trying. The mainstream news is doing everything in their power not to talk about it.
Yeah. And if you actually, you know, look it up too, we showed you that Balenciaga, right? In Latin is basically do what thou wilt, Shady. But if you do Balenciaga, that's translated from Latin to English, which means ball is the king.
Mm-hmm. Baal, ball.
Ball. You know, that dude, that thing, goat with boobs. It looks like a guy or a girl, you know. Now you're seeing the Satanism with this, what gender is everybody?
Yeah, you mean the androgynous creature that's not male or female?
Hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of weird that you've got all this transgender stuff going on, no?
Yeah, that series convinced Finn that there was a God. God bless you, Finn. Thank you. Yeah, he's amazing. Mark Passio.
Mm-hmm. He is good.
So, yeah, I mean, there's streetwise spirituality. That's the one where they talk about this and the mind control and how it works on you. You know, there's... start with that one, streetwise spirituality. Start with that one, Mark Passio. All right.
Great cool. Recommendation. Right. Yes, very
so in
cool.
A couple minutes, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Wow, these hours go really fast. Brighteon.tv, thank you very much for tuning in to our show, rumble.com/MG show. And that's /donate if you want to help us. Come on over to rumble.com/MG show if you'd like to, you know, continue us for the remainder of this hour. And at the top of the hour, we take 5 minutes and then we come back at 1:05. Tomorrow we have Greg Phillips on. Do not miss it. Do not miss it. You got to share this show, rumble.com/MG show. Greg Phillips is back for Flannel Friday, Shady.
Oh man, I'm excited to have Greg back in. I'm excited to get a little bit of an update from them, and thankful. I'm thankful for the efforts from True the Vote, Catherine and Greg. Talk about pushing the needle for the last couple of months. These guys have pushed the needle to the point where they were incarcerated for a contempt charge like no one has ever, you know. Again, we have a circumstance that has never happened before in American law that goes to show you that these people don't operate according to the law. They operate according to the ends justifies the means. What do I need to accomplish and what do I need to do to accomplish it? That is actually the alternate exact opposite of functioning within the law.
Yeah. And just wanted to show you this too. This is from Balenciaga. Look at it right here, Shady. Follow the white rabbit. There is not one Q post that says that. The white rabbits are, remember Podesta? Remember Schiff? They put on these white rabbit costumes and do weird things to each other? Yeah. That's what follow the white rabbit is. And look at this. Look at this, Shady. Look at this. And then look at this tape right here. See that? Look what it says, Shady.
Looks like it says Baal.
Baal.
The real Baal.
It says Balenciaga. Yeah. So they're openly showing you guys. Where is everybody on this?
Complicit.
Look at the symbolism on there, Shady. Wow.
And the celebrities have run from... The celebrities that have all endorsed this stuff are running like the you can't even get them on anybody on the record to talk about. They're all like, oh, it was just a simple mistake. They're trying to carry on like nothing has happened. Meanwhile, what you're really seeing is you're seeing a whole bunch of Americans like open their eyes and look at this Balenciaga thing. And wait a minute, this Balenciaga thing is kind of connected to the Kardashians. The Kardashians are kind of connected to Kanye. Kanye is kind of like doing some weird stuff with Donald Trump right now. Wonder what's going on. Is it all connected in the background some way?
Did you see Kanye? Let me just play this real quick. You see Kanye on Alex Jones, Shady?
No, I did not see
right,
that.
Oh, right. Let me get your reaction. Here we go. Check it out.
Stay there. Nick Fuentes' studio. This is Uncensored, folks. We're going to come back after this break. And we're going to come back into the break and play a George Soros compilation of him on NPR. It's only a few minutes.
Don't forget about me.
Him on NPR and him on 60 Minutes saying the best time of his life was rounding up and killing Jews. Ye never killed any Jews. So I want to know, how do I get the ADL to love me? Do I round up Jews in Nazi Germany? Do I get love then? Schwarzenegger said he loved Hitler. They gave him an award. I'm just saying, I don't like Nazis, and I don't like what some of the mafias are doing either.
I like Hitler.
Wow. How could we have guessed? I guess it's my statement there. Who would have known? Wow, man.
Speechless.
I really don't have a comment. I think that speaks for itself.
B-dub 0911. I find MG Show's content valuable for show. Thanks, gents. Keep up the great work. Much love. Thank you, B-dub. Even though we disagree with things, that's okay. That's what this is all about, right? You know, things that we have to talk about, and we have a lot that are in common, B-dub. And we love you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. But yeah, Kanye said he liked Hitler, Shady. Kanye just said he liked Hitler. And what was he wearing, Shady? Do you wear that? I'm going to wear that tomorrow, I think, on the show. What do you guys think?
Okay, good. Yeah, for Flannel Friday, I think that would be a nice ensemble for you. We have an appointment after the show today to get you fitted.
Look at this.
It's so weird. Completely normal.
He's got his hand on the Holy Bible, King James Version, New King James Version.
Well, he was very interesting. He was wearing the Balenciaga boots the other day whenever he was making that little video acting like, you know, they got one over on Donald Trump.
Yeah. I can't believe it, Shady Groove.
Well, I can believe it. I can believe that the whole system is currently guardians of the pedophiles reacting and acting in a way to try to take down the one man who knows it all and understands all their secrets and is hell bent on destroying it. I think that that's the target, and I think that they're all focused on him. It's, you know, Donald Trump is coming back in a way that these idiots thought they didn't like him before. Where do they see him next time?
Yeah, and then because we haven't remembered our power, we get this. I mean, this is Hunter Biden and Joe Biden in Nantucket the other day. Wait, that's not Hunter Biden, is it? Yeah, it is, isn't it? I don't know.
You're just too good to be true. Yeah.
Is that Hunter Biden, Katie?
Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Yeah. So very interesting. Loving his dad. 10% for the big guy. Somebody made a good comment out there. It's Kanye, unless you can prove otherwise. You know, that is pretty interesting. But you know, we've got it just, oh my God, Shady. I just can't believe what I just watched there. And I love Hitler. What the heck? You kidding me? He's a bloodline. You know, this is what we have to understand. It's not Jews. It is bloodline. It's bloodline. They don't identify to a religion, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know, Shady. It's
control. You know, at the end of the day, control. The bloodlines want control over every system on planet Earth. That's what we're fighting.
Yep. Whew, I tell you what, Shady Groove, another hour. We're going to be back in about, what, 5 minutes? God, please, what time is it? Yep, 5 minutes, Shady Groove. We'll be right back. This is hour number one. We got hour number two. We got a lot more to cover. Come on back, hour number two in the Matrix Groove Show. And you know what? We got Shady Groove, mg.show/donate. Please, Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from The MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MGSHOW live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call. Thank you.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Matrix Groom Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
On the first day of Christmas, a Q drop gave to me. Q in the Patriot Army. On the second day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the third day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Three sides to a pyramid, Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the fourth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q sides to a pyramid army. On the fifth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the sixth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the seventh day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the eighth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Eight players in China, Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the ninth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me Big Bird 9 offline, eight players in China, Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the tenth day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me 10 days of darkness, Big Bird 9 offline, eight players in China, Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the 11th day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me 11-11 awakening, 10 days of darkness, Big Bird 9 offline, eight players in China, Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5,
5x5.
Four coronas offline, three sides to a pyramid, Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army. On the 12th day of Christmas, a Q-drop gave to me 12 deals rejected, 11-11 awakening, 10 days of darkness, Big Bird 9 offline, 8 players in China, Snow White 7 offline, Successful Band of Anons, D5, 5x5. Four coronas offline, three sides.
Thank you, Demos. Merry Christmas.
Two-Face, Jim Comey, and Q in the Patriot Army.
Yeah. Gotta love those kill boxes right there. Welcome back to the MG show. Feeling a little festive right here on December 1st, Shady Groove.
I noticed that. You got mad at me yesterday because we didn't get the last three in because I was ranting at the end of the show. So we got him in today.
I had to play it for Red State Talk Radio because Shady thought we need filler. And I'm like going, come on, let's go. But, you know, Shady, your words are more important than the song, of course. And I do want to make one correction to the song. It is not 10 days of darkness. It's 10 days, period. Darkness, period. And also, It's 10 days, darn kiss, period.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
smile.
We are learning. Yeah. And somebody was talking about the bloodlines. We've been suppressed with violence. People doing these stupid attacks on me and you, Shady, and our show. In 2018, Shady and I got queued for our Paysewer research. Everybody's like, oh, it's Prussia. Oh, it's Pindar. Oh, it's Petraeus. No, it's not Pence either. Tried to poke holes in it, but it is Paysewer. And if you're new to the show, it's a very interesting dig. And, you know, I know we got a lot of new people here, Shady. You know, I don't know, you know, what we should do. Should we play a little bit of the Paysewer stuff? I don't know, because it's very important. People are like wondering about the bloodlines. I see people on the right target there. Apples to apples. Amazing what did happen. The Satanists think it's a lot different than what the Bible says. You're right. It's all about an apple and it's knowledge. And, you know, they thought it was that they were kept in as slaves in the Garden of Eden instead of the Garden of Eden, as we think of it as ourselves as Christians. Shay, it's very interesting that, you know, the Merovingian bloodline, they did take over the kings. They come from Nimrod, but they say Jesus, but it's not. They come from Nimrod's bloodline. It's very, very interesting story. And everybody, it's all connected. I mean, it's the way America was founded. It's where the money came from, Shady.
And believe it or not, the people that came to America that actually ended up settling America knew all of this information. They had an understanding of that. They recognized the power of the church. They recognized the way of the monarch. And that is effectively what it was they were attempting to set up here in America, was something different. Something that was not of a lord, but something that was governed by the people. And that was a really out-of-the-box type of thought form back then, to think that the people could govern themselves and elect people to govern them or to sit in positions that were representatives of the people. But today we have that whole system turned on its head, right? The people that are up there that are elected, the selected class, are representing their own families. They're representing their own self-interest, not the majority interest of the people that they serve.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And yes, Poussaint brings up the Arabella ship in the 1630s, the 1630 fund.
Yep.
We've got, you know, the Arabellas. It also, we got another comment. You should go over the Lee bloodline dig as well, knowing what we know now about China. I mean, that was actually confirmed by President Donald J. Trump 300 minutes later after he got out of Walter Reed. I mean, the amount of receipts, the amount of digging that I've done personally, Shady can also attest to the same thing. We've done so much digging, guys. And the minute we said the word Paysewer, guess what happened? Violence was bestowed upon us. And the true sense of the word violence. Yeah. And the true sense of the word violence.
Yep. But we keep fighting.
Yeah. Every day.
Yes, sir.
Every day. And they can't touch us because we've got the truth on our side, and we always will. I'm trying to, I don't know what's happening, but Telegram is not responding. T.me/Paysewer, P-A-Y-S-E-U-R, T.me/Paysewer. You can go through our whole timeline of the Paysewers. We did two shows on the Q Lounge Live. It was like Monday, I think I was saying, Shady, maybe we shouldn't do another Q Lounge Live about the Paysewer. Maybe it's disinformation. And then Q queued it on Tuesday. Because we knew the guy, Luca, that was actually trying to prove us wrong. And Q reposted that post. Hey, Q, does P equal Paysewer? When we feel the pain, see the pain, where we go one, we go all. And, you know, that's, you know, Steve Bannon, you're correct. We do have the receipts more so than just Balenciaga. We've got Epstein receipts. We've got Chandler receipts. We've got maybe some receipts on. Anyways, you know, Shady Grove, it's crazy. But I'm very proud to our show and with you, Shady, to stand with Q. Everybody else kind of went away from Q because they thought camouflage, but I'm, you know, QAnon influencer, booga booga. I had to stay true to it, Shady. We had to stay true to it. And that's what we did through this whole journey, even when people said, oh, I'm not going to talk about Q anymore. Why wouldn't they talk about Q, Shady?
Well, in my opinion, they wouldn't talk about it because they wouldn't want to answer for the truth. You talk about something that is truthful, then you're going to get questions about it, and they don't want to be bothered with having to answer the questions that people were going to have, because it's obviously a very complicated thing to talk about. And I think a lot of it has to do with people not understanding it well enough, maybe, to talk about it sometimes. But the minutia of it is lost on most people. The meat of it is what we're talking about here, which is the control mechanism. The control mechanism, what it is that funds your elections, what it is that funds your government, the economy, the actual economy is based off of this trust that was created unbeknownst to the rest of the American people out of an agreement that most people didn't understand coming out of Reconstruction after the Civil War. So it is history, and history is relevant. And that's another reason they wanted to tear all these statues down, Matrix. They want you to forget about history. They know that if they can eliminate any connection to history, they can engineer something in the future where you will make the same mistakes you made before, which is listen to what the kings and queens say to do.
That's right. And there it is right there. That's Q Post 1970. Hey, Q, does P equal pay sewer? Thank you, Luca, for trying to prove us wrong. Q reposted that. When do we start seeing the pain? Where we go when we go all MAGA. Very interesting stuff. And somebody just mentioned Neon Revolt. Yep. Neon Revolt, praised us for our research on the papers, and then he turned on us. Very interesting stuff, Shady.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a par for the course in the MG show here. It's another Thursday.
It's another Thursday right here in the MG show. And you know, maybe I have the receipts of that, Neon Revolt. Let me just see.
Neon Revolt yesterday put out an article bringing attention to what we've been talking about on Twitter for quite some time now. The Pesur, the Illuminati, 13 Bloodline, Fritz Springmeier. If you guys have never heard of that book, you should check it out. It's interesting because recently been added to your CIA website of books. So you can go right on there and start looking at it. Don't even have to buy it. They're going to show it to you. Interesting that Aspel would put that out so you could see it, isn't it? But we are going to be doing a big show on this Sunday night. We're going to be breaking
and
down
it says,
the
threads. And again, major hat tip. Do you see that, Shady? Let me just see.
Major.
He scrubbed it. But and then he became attacker, Shady. There he goes. Again, major hat tip to the Anons, in particular in the Matrix, and Avon Sales, who compiled some awesome research on this subject. So with that, let's review Q. And that's what we did. He took it. It's in his book, too, I think. But that's okay, because this information is important. Like, we come from the true Anon background where you take my information, Shady, and use it yourself. Mm-hmm. To red pill. Mm-hmm. This is not my information. I don't need credit. If you hat tip me, great. Thank you. But real Anons don't care as long as the information is shared.
Yeah, we care about that part of it. We care that you understand it, you recognize the significance of it, and then you decide to share it in a way that others can understand it as well. That's the reason that we kind of dig in so deep on some of these things sometimes, is because we're trying to engineer an understanding amongst the American people, so that whenever you decide to pass the information on, that doesn't become a stopgap. In other words, the information can go through because you understand how to explain it and to answer the most obvious questions that people are going to have whenever they hear this stuff. It's really, really hard for people to get their mind around the idea that everybody in your system of government and corporate reality in America is cooperatively working together against the best interest of the country. That is a very, very large pill to swallow.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Well, look up the word pager. It's spelled P-A-Y-S-E-U-R. Pager. Pager family.
How do you spell it again?
P-A-Y.
P-A-Y.
S-E. U-R.
U-R.
If you put that into your friendly Google search engine.
I don't use Google.
it's a joke,
I do.
what comes up is a CIA document called The Bloodlines of Illuminati.
Whoa.
And from what I understand is Neon Revolt went through and studied the bloodlines of the Illuminati. And it traces back to the old Nephilim families.
So let me.
Very interesting. It wasn't Neon Revolt. He thought it was like some Indian background who P was. I can't remember what it was, but we found it. We did. And, Neon Revolt then started attacking us. It was weird.
Yeah, he published an article with his theory right before that we started bringing this stuff out. He was doing it kind of at the same time. We were in the background. We were in the background for quite a bit of time before this was even published. Before we put it out on Twitter, and then that was about 3 weeks before Jeff decided to, I coerced him to come over. He's like, you can just do it. Thanks. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And he was getting mad at me. I'm like, no, man, you need to be here. Now look at him. Look at him now.
Yeah, so Matt McKinnon goes, Pindar, no, it's not. Pindar did not do it. We've had arguments on that right and left. But
from the
beginning, should we play that 17-minute video, Shady?
Yes, it's up to you. Coded. What do you want to do?
Let's do it. Pesor.
Keep your sanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just saw this thing on YouTube that was really quite fun. And it was a very professional-looking presenter saying, in a desperate attempt to fill a 24-hour news cycle, here's some Bravo Sierra.
Now, in a desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming, here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today.
They don't care. That is not the case with the QAnons. What's important is to get the truth out, and while we can, they understand that, as do we at Caravan to Midnight. This is real. This is not an existential threat. It's happening right now.
We have an army of digital soldiers.
What's in it for all of us is to salvage the Republic. I do believe it can be repaired. Matrix and Shady started a show on YouTube called The Q Lounge Live. And welcome, gentlemen. It's good to have you with us. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much, John, for having us here. Yes, sir.
Everybody wants to know who Q is. I have said, and have it on good authority, that Q is not one person. Q is many working as one. Where do you come up on that?
First of all, we are patriots who love our country, our freedoms, and our way of life. I am in the Matrix with 3X's on Twitter. And like many of you, I felt that something wasn't right in the world, and our country was headed in the wrong direction, as you pointed out. But something magical did happen in 2016 that defied expectations. A complete outsider to political establishment, Donald J. Trump won the presidential election. A glimmer of light in the darkness, right? All of these patriots, the Q phenomenon, these are patriots that stand by our duly elected president, but he needed help, and that's where QAnon comes in.
We have an army of digital soldiers.
10 months after President Trump's inauguration, someone named Q arrived on the scene. Q claimed to be an intelligence insider. That's where we're getting our drops, our crumbs from. Could be military intelligence. He selected an off-the-beaten-path form of communication, the 8chan and 4chan boards, and began dropping these intel drops, for curious anons like us to investigate. And these crumbs would add up to the greatest public intelligence drop in the history of the world. Q's purpose is to wake up patriots worldwide to see through these lies and take back the power that rightfully belongs to us. And I think Q's purpose is to support our president and expose these lies, the corruption, the evil, the history that we have been hidden from. Sheep no more, right?
Be honest. It's a blast.
We have an army of digital soldiers.
I like this part, the Pacer part. This is not a name that is well known.
The post that we're referenced to is 714, and it says, mess with the best, die like the rest, two highly classified clown ops exposed, 44 remaining wizards and warlocks, save the best for last, pee in a kill box. If it's in a kill box, that means it's accentuated. So then, people like think, oh my gosh, is it the Pope? Is it Pence? Is it Pindar? You know, we've got a lot of different theories that swooped out of that. Anon said P equals Pope. And then Q responded, Pope, all spelled out in the kill box, will be having a terrible May. Those who backed him will be pushed into the light, dark to light, truth, Q. That basically prompted us to do a little digging. Somebody mentioned the name Pesur. And believe it or not, the first reference of Pesur that I found was actually on the CIA website. Why would that be? Well, Q says, hidden in plain sight. They are not afraid of you. Essentially, we found that in 1870s, the Pesurs bought the Vatican through Parisian bankers via the Rothschilds. So the Rothschilds actually are worker bees for the Pesurs. This family is in the top 13 bloodlines under the Merovingian tag. So Marie Antoinette was beheaded, and she sent over her family to the United States, or actually America at that time. And they came into America, and they started up buying up all the railroad companies. We found out that the three railroad companies from the Pesurs are the parent to our Federal Reserve system.
By owning the railroad companies, they were able to put the railroad tracks specifically in areas where there were mining rights, in areas where they wanted to occupy different aspects of resources.
Yeah, and we found that the Pesurs bought Jekyll Island. And every person, the Vanderbilts, the J.P. Morgan names, all of these names, J.P. Morgan helped orchestrate for Pesur. These were all trusts. If you bought Standard Oil, Rockefeller, right, Standard Oil, it was called the Standard Oil Trust, which were the stock shares. These are trusts. Q always says, trust the plan, right? John, do you trust Google? Do you trust Facebook? Do you trust YouTube?
Not in the least.
Antitrust, right? So I Googled trust and antitrust, and I found Q's gavel, which he uses on his Patriots fight board. It was a 2009 article, Trust and Antitrust Enforcement, Law Enforcement. And in that article, it tells you that you have to have a clean Department of Justice, right? That's what we're doing now. We're cleaning that. You have to have the Senate control, 57 to 43. We even knew that was going to be the number before it happened for the Senate control and the vote. And you have to have a Supreme Court. This is actually a crime against humanity. This is the big con. Q says, 5-5 a lot, 5x5, right? Which means clear in radio. He also says trust, and he says watch the water. So believe it or not, there's an entity called the Depository Trust Corporation on 55 Water Street in New York City, whereby are part of the Federal Reserve System. And they basically cleared $1.61 quadrillion last year. So the long and the short of it, the banks and the CIA are owned by the railroad, okay? Because when the Pesurs came here, Louis Cass Pesur came here, they opened a company called the Virginia Company with 48 families. And then they made another trust called the United States of America and Body Politic. Right, all in uppercase. So we refer to the United States of America in all uppercase. It's a proper noun, where Q reminds us that we should be these united lowercase verb states of America. That's what we don't know, because history has been hidden from us. We don't know that we're French. I thought we were Rothschild controlled, right? But if you zoom out and think, logically, what do we have sitting in our harbor in New York City?
A gift from the French.
Right. What was the big purchase down there in Louisiana that was French? We are stealth French by stealth.
We think that Q is trying to line us up to suggest and to get people on board with the president. You can see what he's doing right now with the Fed. He's separating the Fed. He's pointing out that the Fed is the problem. Q says that gold ends the Fed. And come to find out, the people that claim that we owe them $20 trillion happen to be the same cabal, the central banking cartel that pretty much runs the world.
Remember when President Trump spelled Scott Free, S-C-O-T-F-R-E-E? Scott Free equals W-W-G-1, W-G-A. So Scott Free means where we go one, we go all. Q post 465, where did the money come from? How do you destroy the most powerful country in the world? Direct attack or covert op by classified to infiltrate at the highest level to destroy from within. Think game. Who are the players? What are the rewards? America for sale. Patriots in full control. We will make more public. All of the Council on Foreign Relations members' companies are owned by the Paysoor family. A third of their assets, every company that is on the national, you know, the NASDAQ or any of these are Paysoor companies. Money, right? Control. So let's go to the CIA website and look at this Bloodlines of the Illuminati and read what they say. One of the most secret and powerful families in North America has been the Paysoors. They have been so powerful that they could hide their wealth and power. And Q says the ability of tech has hindered their control, right? So their ability to hide. We are finding them now. And they use other satanic families as proxies. The Paysoors are part of the top 13 Illuminati bloodline families under the Merovingian bloodline. The first Paysoor to come to America was former Crown Prince of France, Daniel Paysoor, 1785 to 1860. He came over about 1805 to the U.S. and married Susanna Kisser, 1814. They had two boys, Adam and Jonas. Jonas married Harrietta Smith, and they had Louis Cass Paysoor. It was this Louis Cass Paysoor who hired the Rothschild bloodline of the Springs to run a number of the Paysoor companies. Let me just reiterate that. It was this Louis Cass Paysoor who hired the Rothschild bloodlines of the Springs to run a number of the Paysoor companies. The Paysoors were one of the original big railroad families, along with Isaac Croom and William H. Beatty. Isaac Croom's wife was a sister to William Beatty. Poor, P-O-O-R-E, Standard and Poor's, is married to this bloodline family. It's all controlled, and it's not owned by Rockefeller. It's not owned by J.P. Morgan. It's not owned by anybody. It's owned by the Paysoor bloodline. Now, we found that Queen Elizabeth I was not a Paysoor bloodline, but Queen II is. Remember that little girl? She found that all presidents except for two were bloodline related?
Yep.
It's a great thing for history.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, William Howard Taft, and President Barack Obama. One young girl traced them all back to one common ancestor.
They're all cousins and all grandsons of John Lackland.
It's the first family tree of its kind. Poring through more than 500,000 names for months, 12-year-old Bridge Ann D'Avignon discovered that all the U.S. presidents, except Martin Van Buren, are related to the former King of England, John Lackland Plantagenet, signer of the Magna Carta in 1215. It started as an assignment to research her own lineage, tracing it back to roots in France. But Bridge Ann wanted to branch out.
Well, I think we just all go back somewhere. It's just a matter of proving it.
Under Obama's own executive order, it's an executive order that adds up to the number 17, which is Q, which is ironic. And then section 1.7 is talking about monopolies. They thought she would never lose, so these monopolies could never be stopped. With executive order that our president has, we can stop them now. With that executive order, we are taking that money and putting it back into the Treasury. Not Donald Trump's pockets, not some bloodline family's pockets, our pockets. And that's what I think people need to realize. The Paysoors and other Illuminati families are all intimately involved in the rise of power for the Rockefellers. They didn't own Standard Oil. They were agents to the trust. They were trustees. That's what people have to realize, because they thought these Paysoor bloodlines were done. But with these 99-year leases that they've set up, if nobody claims it, if nobody's appointed to the head of the trust, it goes to the government. So with Loop Capital and, you know, the Clinton Foundation and others trying to fight President Trump, but he's got the executive order to protect us and bring it back to us. Q told us to watch CEO resignations. There have been over 5,000 CEO resignations worldwide. That's unheard of.
All of the members of the Senate and the House this past cycle who didn't seek re-election.
Right.
So many of them, when was the last time you witnessed that many people jumping off the quote-unquote government-elected gravy train?
All of these CEOs and people in nice positions resigning for no reason. Two-part question. Number one, do we know this is true? And number two, why did they resign?
to answer question one is yes, it's true, because we have articles and we have people documenting. Anons are brilliant. We have a resignation Anon, resignationinfo.info. He's been doing an amazing job collaborating with Anons and digging up all of the articles that show that CEOs are resigning. It wasn't a coincidence that Eric Schmidt resigned. He's all over QPost. But Shady was talking about re-election. QPost 24, any person making statements that they will not be seeking re-election was put in submission. For the betterment of the country, not all will be prosecuted and all will do as told. You will see more of this occur, not normal yet, disregarded. And we've got the indictments too. There are over 70,000 sealed indictments.
So this is a fact. This can be proved.
Yes, we have Pacer documentation of the evolution of this. Late in November of last year, people started noticing an unusual amount of sealed indictments coming up in the D.C., Northern Virginia area. 2 weeks later, then all of a sudden, they start seeing a bunch in New York. And here, a year and 3 months in, we have calculated somewhere around 72, 73,000 current sealed indictments in America from coast to coast.
You guys are doing some amazing work, absolutely awesome work. When Revelation Day comes, what will the reaction be?
Everything we know is a lie, and that really is so hard to get your head around. And Q has told us that why he chose the Anons is because we're here to be the calm before, during, and after the storm. Yeah, so QPost 225, it's important to understand, when this breaks, many won't swallow. The mainstream media, not trusted. You are the voice. We, the Q team, are here to help guide. Future proves past. You are the calm before and during the storm, Q. And what we're going to look for is QPost 5555, right? We're going to know when all this goes down. It says, look to Twitter. Exactly this. My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless.
I've been waiting for this for a long time. I've been watching this since I was a little kid. And I got to tell you that this whole thing, for me as it has been for you, is not, it's not a J-O-B at all. It is a mission. Human beings do matter. We have nothing else more important or even as important to do than this work. Once you've seen this program, ladies and gentlemen, tell the people that you're going to share the program with to just be willing to believe it. God bless. Good night.
Yeah, pretty cool, right, Shady Grove? I mean, that was interesting. That was 2018, I believe, Shady.
It was. It was mid-2018. It was maybe just a couple. It was right before it was right after we had published all of this stuff. So, yeah, kind of fall, late fall of 2018. Yeah. And we sound pretty good there. I pulled up something real quick that's a short little paragraph I wanted to read to the audience that plugs right into what we were just listening to there, to let you understand why it's not Pindar or Petraeus or Pence or Pope or anything. The hidden records, you will not find Pacer in the history of Jefferson County, and this is in Alabama, or Birmingham, because the name was well hidden from the public, because the covenant is to supply the communications for the President of the United States forever as the United States military railroad system and for hire to the general public for profit. Okay. That's the system that we're talking about that is set up here. And you're talking about all of the railroad structure that is out there, all of it. None of it is immune. None of it is outside of this trust. So think about every railroad line is under their control, everybody. And then bring that into the conversation. Why are you guys talking about this? Think about what's getting ready to happen right now with the rail strike that is going on. The negotiation of the railroads with the government, compared to what I just told you right there, compared to what you've watched Trump do, and you've seen us be taking a part of these bloodline families over the last 4 years. This is a process, and we are in the middle of the process. This is not a one-and-done type thing right here, everyone. This is a big deal, and whenever Trump or Q mentioned it was going to be biblical and we were going to take the whole corrupt system down, that's what it meant, the whole corrupt system, not just the America part.
Very interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting.
Yeah. Even Nixon was scrubbing the word pastor out of congressional record. He even sealed the National Archives at the Library of Congress for 50 years in regards to the Civil War. The United States might not know the truth of their ownership. If you really are good at digging out state and federal records, you can find them under the Southern Courthouse probated under Last Will and Testament of Louis Cass Pesor, state number 12317. But we don't dig, Shady. We don't understand how to get sauce. We don't know how to do all that.
Just a little presentation here of an MG show about what you can do if you plug in and start to pay attention.
That's right. And so if you look up, this is very interesting. Let's go to Wikipedia, Shady, real quick. Wikipedia, and we're just talking about the railroad strikes. It's another way to do that, Shady. This is Wikipedia. Let's go there, wikipedia.org. And let's look up LCPAYSEUR. Where is it? It does not exist. Oh, but it exists right here, the Lancaster. Let's just do it like this. Let's just put it LCPAYSEUR. Let's do that. Let's do it the way that it shows up in there. Let's see. Oh. Interesting. Interesting, right? So this is the Southern Railroad, it's actually called the Lancaster and Chester Railroad. This is the railway headquartered in Lancaster, South Carolina. It's a 29-mile route, and it connects Lancaster to Lancaster County, Chester in Chester County. The line's nickname is the Spring Maid Line because of Springmeyer, Springsteen, Springs, Rothschilds, which refers to its original purpose, connecting the plants of the spring mills. That's Rothschild. Okay. Now it's called Springs Global. It's out now, and it's not even, you know, they're not even telling you the real history of it. But the formation of it is right here. Let's just go ahead and do this. F-P-A-Y. Oops. I hate when that happens. P-A-Y-S. You are. Okay, so in addition to Leroy Springs, which is the Rothschild that took over and changed all the deeds of the Pesors into his name, the incorporators of a new railroad were William Ganson, R.C. McManus, W.T. Gregory, L.C. Pesor, James M. Heath, and W.H. Hardin. All men were from the Lancaster, save for Hardin. Hardin, who was from Chester. The capital stock of the company was $50,000 on June 26, 1896. Hardin also managed the Chesterville, Lenore, and elected manager for the Auditor Line. But here's his name one time, and this is where the money came from. It came from L.C. Pesor. This is where the money came from. So if you want to look up any other bloodline, any other secret society, this is where the money came from.
So and I was just able to find that episode. Whenever we did that with John Wells, we were on YouTube, and so those videos were published on YouTube, but I just found the link and dropped it into the chat to you guys. They will give you the MP3 audio of that appearance on John Wells that you were just hearing clips out of.
And if you go to t.me/Pesor, we got the full video.
And all three videos are here on Rumble, too. You search on Rumble the word Pesor, and you'll see all three videos, or actually the four videos, pop up, and they're cataloged here in the videos below this one on the channel.
Yeah. So I guess it is a little bit of a Throwback Thursday. Steph said Throwback Thursday. I guess we kind of did go into a Throwback Thursday, but I think we wanted to bring it into the train strike. So now you understand. You know, back in the day, they used to fight with the trains and control things with the trains and the routes. And that's what this threat is you today. This is a bloodline, a manufactured way to hurt you guys. It's violence.
And people think that, you know, history kind of gives you the perception that, you know, the train tracks moved from east to west in America, but that's not exactly what happened. Matter of fact, they had huge amounts of cooperation from this communist infestation in California circa the Civil War, and they were working actually from California back this way as well. And the reason that you get on a railroad track and it goes around in all these weird, unusual ways to get west is because they perfectly placed them in the positions where they could eventually mine ore and fuel and all of these other different things that they control the process of everyone, whether it's mining, it does not matter, whether it's steel, the industry, it all is controlled by the railroads. And that's why this is, again, such a big conversation for us to be having. And I think at the reason that we were absolutely slaughtered by the mainstream media press and the Anon press for years now.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's interesting how that works. Let me look up one more here. This is Search Wikipedia. This is also very important to understand. This is the Southern Company where all the trust is basically stuffed into. This is the Southern Company. It's a gas and utility, electric utility holding company based in the Southern United States. It's a holding company, right? This is basically where everything is stuffed into. All of your General Electric, all of your, you know, power companies, very powerful people.
The very powerful people don't like me very much. Remember when Donald Trump said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But and, no. Salty out there says, Salty out there says, no wonder Fritz knows so much because he's a spring. And that's correct. Yeah. Fritz talks about that. He talks about his history and the family bloodline and what came and how he was completely thrown back whenever he realized a lot of the stuff that had to do with his family.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff, guys. So that's a little bit about what we're talking about. We just kind of did a little throwback, but that's what we got. We've got the rail strike. This is the rail strike. Union Pacific is, you know, one of their biggest ones. All right. House approves tentative labor deal to avoid rail strike, sends to Senate. They passed that legislation on Wednesday that would force a tentative rail labor agreement to thwart a national strike. A separate House vote added 7 days of paid sick leave that Bernie Sanders stood up for. Biden said that he's reluctant to override the vote against the contract by some unions, but that a rail shutdown would devastate the economy. Very interesting, guys. It passed 290 to 137 with 79 Republicans joining 211 Democrats. Very interesting, JD.
I think it is because we know the contract, right? The trust, the contract, what is the United States of America and body politic? Well, that is effectively this, the railroads. That is effective. The Federal Reserve is effectively this, the railroads. The bank is effectively this, the railroads. Really would have been easy if they would have organized us whenever we were young to understand this control mechanism, wouldn't it? As a child, you would have been able to get it. But as an adult, after seeing everything that you've seen in your life, it's a lot harder to get your mind around. And I think that we have to kind of put ourselves in that position of the childlike mind to understand a lot of these things that we see go on, to recognize the right perspective to approach them with, to know where we're at.
Remember when GE, General Electric, which is they had a rail company. So GE is one of the GE Capital Rail Services, I think they called it, but they sold it to Westinghouse, which is another paysewer. 150-year-old GE sells 150-year-old rail company, guys. There we go. Let's look at that. Here it is right here. China wanted GE's secrets, but okay. Remember that. That's interesting. 111-year-old rail business, they say. May 2018. This is GE's latest sale. It's 111-year-old rail business. General Electric is giving up full control of its century-old rail division as the conglomerate's empires continues to shrink. See, they're moving companies around, and they're trying to keep whatever they can. Wabtec, it was an $11 billion deal. Wabtec is, I believe, a subsidiary of Westinghouse. So they just kind of moved the books.
And it's very interesting with what you're seeing from these Paysor, Bloodline, Fortune 500 companies. Look at what Apple is just doing. Look at what we just talked about yesterday with Apple in China. What are they doing? Well, they are cooperating with the CCP to suppress the protest in China. And at the same time, they're saying they're going to pull ads from Twitter here in America because Twitter stands up for free speech. And then you start to look at the list of other advertisers on Twitter that are deciding to pull their advertising. And what do you know? They just all happen to be Fortune 500 pay-sore companies. Huh. Who would have thought it?
I don't know. Me? You?
I don't know.
Everybody watching here? I hope you guys like that. I know we have a lot of new viewers. I hope you guys liked it. Press 17 if you guys thought that was valuable. But Wabtec is who GE sold it to, and that's called Westinghouse Air Brake Technologies Corporation. Westinghouse, which is Pessoa, French, Merovingian. I mean, guys, these everything is theirs. That's where the money came from, folks. And, you know, when we have that executive order about crimes against humanity and corruption that brings the monies back into the treasury, that is a huge deal. And there's still monies going into the treasury. I think there's something that we're not seeing yet as a whole, because if you look at, you know, the way that the economy is still somewhat holding up, right? It's I mean, the Federal Reserve, look at all those 17s. The Federal Reserve is going to, you know, raise interest rates to hide their corruption, hide the inflation and whatnot. And, you know, that's where you got Janet Yellen, right? So she went on a talk show, Shady, a comedian show. What's that guy's name? Let me just double check. Let's see. What is his name?
Colbert.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, Colbert. Check this out. Let me just bring this full speed here. Here we go.
I guessed on that one.
Can you explain how inflation got so high? Because 2 years ago, everything seemed fine. Even in 2021, you and other members of the administration believed that inflation was a small risk. What happened simply and clearly?
That's a challenge.
That is, yeah. So
we had a rapid recovery from the pandemic. When President Biden was elected, unemployment was quite high. It was close to 7%. And we put policies in place that generated a very rapid recovery. Unemployment quickly fell back into the threes.
Where is it now?
3.7.
Okay.
So normally you wouldn't expect, just because you had a rapid recovery, for inflation to rise very much, if at all. But it turned out the pandemic had very special impacts on the economy. Remember, everybody stopped spending on services. They were in their homes for a year or more. They wanted to buy grills and office furniture. They were working from home. Mm. They suddenly started splurging on goods, buying technology, we're suddenly working through technology, and bottlenecks started developing where supply in particular important sectors of the economy just couldn't keep up with demand.
Amazon, JP Morgan, Meta, Disney, Paramount, they've all done big cuts in anticipation of a recession. One doesn't seem to have shown up yet. Who's right? Are we headed for a recession? Because your counterpart in England says that they're already in recession and it's going to be the longest one since the Great War.
So I believe there is a path to bringing inflation down while maintaining a strong, healthy labor market.
You think it's possible we're not heading into a recession?
Yes. We had a rapid recovery. Growth has slowed down. I expect the pace of job creation to slow down. That's natural and expected when the unemployment rate is close to the lowest in 50 years. So I think we can take the heat out of the economy. And remember, Russia has conducted a brutal war against Ukraine, and that caused gas prices to spike. It's caused food prices to spike. It's creating hardship all over the world. And we're really trying to address those strains as well. That's another reason inflation went up, and we're trying to hold that down.
Now, you used to be, as I said before, you used to be the head of the Fed.
All I hear, exactly. It's not in chat. All I hear is the Shady Gorillas, yeah. Charlie Brown's teacher.
Oh, I hear. Get some rest.
So you have the head of the Federal Reserve going on a comedian show to say that the Ukraine war and Russia's war that wouldn't have happened under Donald J. Trump is causing you to have a recession. Is it starting? Come on. Are we understanding this yet, folks? Are your neighbors and friends and family understanding that this is actual garbage?
They need to. They need to understand the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve Act created the Federal Reserve System, consisting of 12 regional Federal Reserve banks jointly responsible for managing the country's money supply. Well, they're really doing a good job of that, aren't they? Making loans and providing oversight to banks and serving as a lender of last resort. To lead the Federal Reserve System, the Act established the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, members of which are appointed by the President. The 1933 Banking Act amended the Federal Reserve Act to create the Federal Open Market Committee, which oversees the Federal Reserve's open market operations. A later amendment requiring the Federal Reserve to promote effectively the goals of maximum employment, stable prices, and a moderate long-term interest rates. They are in charge of the money supply, and they are in charge of inflation, both of which are absolutely astronomically out of control right now in America. It's easy to point at. It's obviously clear that it's there. It's just a matter of waking these people up, Jeff, every day. We got to hit it every day.
Share this show if you guys found it amazing. I hope you did. It kind of was good kind of going back and looking at all this stuff and just taking a zoom out at the 40,000 foot level, because we bring the receipts right here on the MG show. We will see you tomorrow. Greg Phillips, Shady Groove, another banging show.
Day of MAGA, the whole world got to see Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the second day of MAGA, the whole world got to see Crook Hillary against Donald Trump, the MAGA king.
Because you'd be in jail.
On the third day of MAGA, the whole world got to see 30,000 emails acid washed and hammered. We want Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the fourth day of MAGA, the whole world got to see fake news, tears are pouring, dams melting down, patriots celebrating President Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the fifth day of MAGA, the whole world got to see energy independence, the U.S. strong again, no Paris Accord, a wall going in because of Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the sixth day of MAGA, the whole world got to see Russia, 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 and a fake dossier. False investigation with the FBI, clean as a whistle, came out Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the seventh day of MAGA, the whole world got to see a wild Q appear, full of hints and clues, truths to be discovered. They talked about a storm where we go one, we will go all with Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the eighth day of MAGA, the whole world got to see perfect call to Ukraine for congratulations, second investigation, unsuccessful impeachment. Deep state desperate, seeing what can stick, no one could withstand but our Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the ninth day of MAGA, the whole world got to see a sleepy Joe campaigning from his basement. Kamala not much better, they can't draw a crowd. Five empty rings, Trump breaking records, spread the coming wave. We're all voting for our great Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the 10th day of MAGA, the whole world got to see people out to vote, stolen election by 2,000 mules, rally in D.C., record-breaking crowds. Trump gives people power. He said go home in peace, fake insurrection, let's say watch the punch. Winner Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the 11th day of MAGA, the whole world got to see a bad economy, deadly at the border, greedy Green New Deal, FBI a no-no, breaking Mar-a-Lago. gas higher than Hunter. Joe lost his marbles, don't know where he is. The people, we cry out, save us, Donald Trump, the MAGA king. On the 12th day of MAGA, the whole world got to see. People's eyes wide open, God is on the move. Trump confirmed, Q, Roe v. Wade gone. Dems changing sides, deep state in a panic. A soon riding election. Watching dark to light, revealing more each day. Victory in sight, led by Donald Trump, the MAGA king. God bless Donald Trump, the MAGA king.
Merry Christmas. God bless. www.mg.show. Boom.